the 11th pasuk. So Shlomo HaMelech is telling us a very interesting advice over here. He says, "Hatzel lekuchim lamavet umatim lahereg im tachsoch." Shlomo HaMelech says, "Save those who are on death row. Hatzel, save lekuchim lamavet, the people who are being taken to on death row." You guys have the place?
Yeah, here, Chatzel.
So, Shlomo Melech is saying, if you hold back, Chafdalid Yud Aleph, 24th chapter, the 11th Pasuk, if the Pasuk has to be read like, if you hold back, if you, the end of the pasuk very often points back on the beginning. When you have the word im, if, so it, sometimes it means if what I just said until now. Just like we say, Alkein, Hashem Elokein b'shochveinu u'kumeinu nosech b'chkech nismach divrei sorasecha. The word alkein points forward, meaning therefore, because of what? Because of what we'll say at the very end of the Alkein b'shochveinu u'kumeinu nosech b'chkech nismach divrei sorasecha. Why? Ki hem chayinu v'aruch yameinu. So too the word im could point back on all the beginning of the pasuk. So over here the verse ends and says im tachsoch, if you hold back from doing what? From saving people who are on death row. About that, I said in my previous pasuk, and that is hitrapita biyom tzara tzar kochecha. If you were lackadaisical, if you took things lightly from helping others when they needed you, when you'll have a time of need, so then you'll find yourself also with people being lackadaisical to help you. So this pasuk really points back on the end on the previous pasuk. Hatzel lekuchim namavet. Umatim lahereg im tachsoch. From saving people on death row, people who are about to be killed, if you held back, if you took it lightly, oh, I'll get it, I won't get it. So then, that's the previous pasuk, hitrapita biyom tzara, you were weak, you didn't take things seriously enough on a day of danger, tzal kochecha, so then when you have time, when you'll need help, you'll find yourself without people to help you. Now, this is... this is important. People sometimes don't take the halacha seriously enough in this issue. We had once a smell of smoke in the building. So we went up to the apartment. It was Shabbos afternoon. We went up to the apartment where we smelled smoke from. And we knock and we knock and there's no answer. And the neighbors were like, well, it's Shabbos. So I said, you bet it's Shabbos. I ran down. I called the fire department. And the neighbors look at me. And some of the neighbors were quasi-religious. And they're all looking at me and they say, and I thought you were so religious. On Shabbos, you go and call the fire department, and the fire department came, and there was a fire in the apartment. The people weren't there, but we couldn't have known. But all we knew was that we're smelling smoke from the apartment, and no one's answering. So the halacha says that when you have questions of maybe someone's in danger on Shabbos, you run to save the person's life. We had a few instances in the last few years where we went on Shabbos and we did things to save people's lives, and people looked at us weirdly, and the halacha is no. If you have any room to think that someone's life is in danger, you don't ask questions. The Gemara says, woe to the person who asks, woe to the person who gets the question. It's shameful that people ask questions. We once had in yeshiva a guy faint in the middle of davening, and the rabbi in the front ran to the payphone to call an ambulance. Why? Because if someone's in danger, you don't know what's wrong with him. So until you find out, you're playing with a person's life. The pasuk says when a person's on death row doesn't have to be that the guy's in the prison on death row. Person's in a situation where he might be in danger, so then you have to run to help him. There's a story of the Chafetz Chaim that he once sent a letter and he sent word that he needs people to be podeshvim to help him get out of a certain location, and that he thinks that war, I don't know if war was about to break out or the authorities were going to start a program in the area, and he sent word that he needs help to get out of there. And the town that got his message, it was on Shabbos. The message came late Friday afternoon, and it was Shabbos. So the people said, we'll get it Matzei Shabbos, it's Shabbos. And the Rav of the town said, what do you mean? You learn his Sefer. What does it say in the Chafetz Chaim? You have to, right away, you have to get up, put together a group to go and save the Jews in that neighboring city. And they did it. And because they did it, they saved them. It was a matter of an hour or two that had they waited, we wouldn't have had the Chafetz Chaim. That's what the Pasuk says. Sometimes it's an issue of being lackadaisical. People are easy to say, well, I'll get it. I walked by last week, an open electric box. So I go and I knock on the person's house who lives next to the box. I said, you know, there's a box outside your house where the electric circuit's open. Kids can touch it. Maybe we could close it up. So the woman tells me, yeah, it's been that way for months. I really should take care of it. What does that mean? That's halacha. You're not allowed to leave an open pit. So you have to close it right away. But people, for some reason, on issues that are life-threatening, they're like days ago. How many people don't seatbelt their kids? How many people drive and they don't seatbelt? That's against the halacha. And people don't think of it this way. Shlomo Melech is telling us, no, hitrafita. Don't be weak. Don't take it lightly. It's a serious issue, and life and death is very serious, and we have to take it realistically and seriously. Yeah.
There's only like a very extreme situation like that, right? Because I've heard stories of where it's Shabbos, as you say, there are criminals just walking in into someone's house and blatantly walking out with TV, VCR, stuff like that, but no one will call the police because it's Shabbos.
So I can tell you there was a series of burglaries in Harnof last Pesach, and Rav Sternbach, the head of the Badatz, came out with a letter that if you see suspicious activity on Shabbos, you have to go to the phone and call the police. So if I remember correctly, so I don't know if the reasoning was that they knew they were Arabs, they knew they were Russians, they knew that the burglars were capable of killing. Meaning in halacha, we very often assume that a burglar will murder. His prime interest is getting away without getting caught, and if he has to, he'll kill to do that. So we view burglary as life-threatening. We do. How to apply that today, so that's why you need someone who knows enough about what's going on. I don't know, because I don't know. I don't know enough about it, but that's what was posted in his name. I assume it's true.
I think it always would be, because you come home and burglars
as well. Right? I was walking out of shul 3-4 years ago on Simchas Torah, on Sukkot night, and I smelled the gas leak. So I asked the people around there from the shul, the heads of the shul, I said, does it always smell the gas here? So they said, no. I said, don't you smell gas? They said, yeah. I said, so don't we have to call the fire department? Isn't it a danger? There's a gas leak here? They said, I'm not a rabbi. I don't know. So I said, okay, but the halacha is when you don't know, you call. Halacha is when you don't know. When in doubt, you have to do what's certain to protect people's lives. So people said, I'm not a rabbi. You go ask the rabbi. I couldn't go ask the rabbi. If there's a potential gas leak, that's something that can cause an explosion. The fire department came and they found there was some gas leaking somewhere. They couldn't find it, and they decided that it wasn't a danger because it was all outdoors. But you couldn't have known that in advance. When in doubt, you have to act. Yeah, that's the rule.
Well, but what's this like strange olive up here? So like this white one? Or what's that all about?
I don't know. You have to read their introduction. They changed the lettering a little bit sometimes, just to help the reader. You have to read their introduction. That's their invention. Netanah. Pasuk Yud Bet. Ki tomar ein lo yadanu ze halo tochen libot hu yavin venotzer nafshecha hu yeida veshiv le'adam kefa'olo. The word over here, ki, is shema. Maybe you'll say, you know, I don't know. I know whether I should do, I shouldn't do. So Hashem says, "Halo tochen libot." Hashem, He's the one who's deep in our heart. Tochen comes from the word toch. Hashem knows what's going on deep in a person's heart, and He understands, and He's the one that's really protecting our lives, and He pays us back based on our behavior. Meaning, you can give all the excuses in the world. A person could say, "I don't know if Pollard's guilty or innocent. Why should I take the time to write him a letter? Why should I take the time to call the consulate? I don't know if it'll help." Right, you don't know. But because you don't know, you have to act. A person can't ignore the facts. And if a person thinks he's fooling anyone, he's only fooling himself. That's what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. If you try saying, hey, lo yadanu, we don't know what's really going on here. So Shlomo HaMelech says, Hashem knows what's going on deep in the heart. A person has to know that if he's dishonest with himself, it's only with himself. But God knows what we're really thinking, what we did and didn't know. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Echol beni devash ki tov v'nofet matok al chikecha. So Shlomo HaMelech says, people eat dvash. What's dvash? So we're accustomed to dvash being honey, either date honey or honey from bees. But Rashi writes in a few places that dvash is any liquid that's sweet. Dvash, Rashi writes in Shir Shirim, is sugar. But dvash, Rashi explains in other places, any liquid that's sweet is also called dvash. So the way people work is that they chase after sweet things, right? Everyone's eating the sweets. And Shlomo HaMelech is saying, just like people are always looking for sweet things, vinofet, and drippings of matok, of sweet things, al chikecha, are in people's mouths. They're on people's palates. People like things that are sweet.
Chik is a palate?
Chech, yeah.
Chech?
Yeah. Kein de'ei chochmah l'nafshecha im matzata v'yesh acharit. By the same token, just like you're quick to take something that's sweet, make sure to gain knowledge. Chase after the wisdom for yourself, for your own sake. Shlomo HaMelech is giving us, so to speak, a pep talk here. A person, just like he's quick to take things that are sweet, he doesn't think twice before he eats something sweet, so too he should be quick to acquire knowledge for himself. If a person finds the knowledge, the wisdom, the yeshacharit, and there's a future, and a person's hope, a person's ultimate hope, a person's world to come, lotikaret, won't be cut off.
Wow.
So, very often people are again not so quick to gain knowledge, and knowledge isn't only in Torah. Knowledge is wisdom. In general, wisdom is an asset. He who has it, like Chazal say, if you have that, what you're lacking, if you're missing that, what do you have? That's the saying they had in Aramaic that the Gemara quotes. The Gemara quotes a saying that says, De'ah, if you have De'ah, then what are you lacking? If you lack De'ah, then what are you having? Okay, Pasuk Tet Vav. Al te'erov rasha, linvei tzadik, al teshaded rivtso. Shlomo HaMelech says, you the wicked, al te'erov rasha. Shlomo is talking to the wicked. When you see that the tzaddik is on his way down, don't you sit in ambush for him and wait for him to fall down. Al teshaded rivtso. Don't try to take over the place he's sitting at. Ki sheva yipol tzadik vakam urshaim yikashelu v'ra'a. Because even though you see this tzadik stumbling, and it looks like you're going to be able to take him over, you have to know that a tzadik is someone who falls many times and keeps getting up. The word sheva throughout Tanakh is a word like we would say a million. Sheva means many times. That the Rishonim write that all over. That sheva is a number that was used in Tanakh to connote many. A tzaddik is someone who keeps getting up from his falls. The wicked, when they fall, it's all over. But tzaddik is someone who can keep getting up. So even though you see the tzaddik and it seems like he's on his way down, don't try to overtake him because he's coming back. And Chazal applied this pasuk to the way of a person's growth. That's why many Gdolim were against reading biographies. They said, you read a biography, Rav Yitzchok Huttner said that, and others, and the Netziv said that, that if you read a biography, it seems to describe that the tzaddikim, the tamidei chachamim, they were people who went straight up. They don't write to you of all their days that were not successful, all the times that they had downfalls, the times that they felt down or dejected and worthless, and the their ups and their downs. The biographies only tell you the ups. So then a person walks away and he thinks, you know, I have downs. So if I have downs, I'm never going to get to where they got to. And that's why it's written here. There's a whole letter in the Pachad Yitzchak against reading biographies. It says over there, you read biographies, it gives you the feeling you're never going to get anywhere. And the Netziv also said the same thing. That if biographies are looking to promote the tzaddik or tell you how great he was, they end up leaving the reader with a feeling that he's never going to get anywhere. The flip side of that, for opening the subject, is that Rav Avram Shapiro Zatzal, he said that in our day and age, we don't live in close proximity to the real giants of Torah. Even though we see them at a distance, you could go hear them speak, but we don't get to see their lives. And he said that if we want to learn how to really lead our lives, then the best book of Musar, he said, the Musar for our generation is reading biographies. He said that is a good thing. Okay, so I guess each one has their aspect which we have to take from it. But the pasuk, Yisheva Yipol Tzadik Vakam, we have to remember that a tzaddik isn't someone who doesn't fall. A tzaddik is someone who keeps getting up from the fact that he falls. That's normal. Chazal say, Ein adam omed ad divrei Torah, elen ken nichshal behem. You can't stand on the words of Torah till you fall on them. Meaning, part of learning Torah is falling. You fall, you get up, you fall, you get up. Eventually, you grow. Bin folo yivcha, al tismach, uvika shelo, al yagel libecha. When your enemy, you have a Jew who you know he's not keeping Torah the way he should. He's cheating other people in business. He's a person who's you hate him for the way he's behaving, because he's behaving improperly either towards heaven or towards his fellow men, and he knows it and he does it willfully. So even he, when he falls, don't be happy. Uvikashlo, and when you see him stumbling, al yagel libecha, don't let your heart rejoice. Pen yire Adonai v'ra be'enav v'yishiv me'alav apo. Lest Hashem see that you're happy at his downfall, and Hashem will find that bad. How come you're happy that he's falling? Ve'eshiv me'alav apo, and then Hashem takes off the anger from him, and then it might end up on the person who was happy at his downfall. So he's warning, Shlomo HaMelech is warning, don't be so happy he's falling, even though he's a person that's wicked. If Hashem sees it, Hashem might just take that anger off of him and onto the person who's happy at his downfall.
Wait, if Hashem sees it?
Obviously Hashem sees it, but it means if Hashem, so to speak, takes note or gets upset enough over what you're doing, it might take, the anger might come to you. Okay, so this again is about the trait of cruelty, the trait of nekama. I have to answer because might be one of the guys wants to come. Sorry. So Shlomo HaMelech over here is Shlomo HaMelech is telling us about the mida of achzariyut and the mida of nekama. That these are things that Hashem doesn't like. Hashem doesn't like that a person has the cruelty and he wants revenge from someone. So that's why Hashem says, okay, if you're so happy it's bad for him, so Hashem says, okay, we'll just switch places. Pasuk Yutet, Al titchar bamireim, al tekanei barashaim. Shlomo HaMelech says, Al titchar. Now the word titchar, the Gemara tells us that titchar is like don't be jealous. Don't emulate those who do bad. Don't be jealous of those who are wicked. Meaning, a person shouldn't start up with them, and a person shouldn't try to catch up to them, because their success isn't long lived. Ki lo tiye acharit lara ner reshaim yidach, because there isn't a future. Evil has no future. Evil is only in the present, and that's a very important concept. Rav Sadigon, in his introduction to Mishlei, says that all of Mishlei can be summarized as think long term. That a person's life is a series of challenges. Will he go with the short term or the long term? Torah trains us to go with long term success. Everything the Torah teaches us is about how to do things for the long term. Olam Haba, for building a better world. The Torah is about long term investment. And our desires is for short term, immediate pleasure. So Shlomo HaMelech says, there is no future to evil. Ki lo tiyeh acharit lara, nereshaim yidach. The oil lamp of the wicked, it burns out. It's like a flame that leaps up and down, and then it's finished. It doesn't stay. It's not a steady flame, and therefore it doesn't last. So Shlomo HaMelech says a person shouldn't be jealous of them, even though he sees their immediate successes, but it's not long term. So therefore, Shlomo HaMelech's advice, and that's really the advice throughout the Sefer, is don't be jealous. Don't try to mix with them and join them and become like them. Chazal also learned from this pasuk that a person shouldn't try to start up with them. When a person sees a rasha shasham isachekid lo that's successful, so that means that right now Hashem's letting him get away with it. Don't mess with him. Keep your distance. Chazal said, if a person sees a rasha shasham isachekid lo, he sees someone wicked that right now he's successful, he should know that for some reason God's giving him a period where he'll be successful, and stay away. Because right now you see successful. A person has to know when's the time to start up. Chazal always told us, kol anidche mipnei Hashem, whoever allows himself to be pushed off because it's not the right time to do something, ultimately he'll get what he needs. Whoever tries to push because this is what he wants now, so he pushes even though the time doesn't seem to be the best time for it, so then he, Chazal say, the time overcomes him. A person has to have patience and know to gauge when's the right time. Like a guy, he wants a raise. So he walks into the boss on the worst day, they just lost the stock market crash and everything. He says, yeah, but I was the MVP, let me ask for a raise. It's stupid. A person has to choose his times, and the times are defined by other things other than our own desires. Just because I want it now doesn't mean now's the best time to ask for it or to try for it. So a person has to gauge the time. Same thing now. A lot of people aren't happy with the place they're working. An intelligent person doesn't switch jobs right now. If he has something good, fine. But you don't leave one job now just because you don't like it and you assume I'm the best, so I'll find something else. No, right now it's time when people are firing and people aren't hiring. So it's not easy to get a job. So if you have something, you hold on to it. A person can't gauge his actions based on what he wants with total disregard for the times. So Chazal learned from here that the same thing applies when you see someone wicked successful. If you see he's successful, don't take him on. Right now he's the prime minister or whatever it is. I don't mean now. I mean you see that he's successful and everyone seems to be on his side. So take it easy. You don't have to start up with him now. Again, the question is, how do you apply this? Sometimes you do have to stand up to the wicked. But this concept that sometimes you lay low, that Chazal learned from this pasuk.